From the Little Dixie Fire Protection District, Chief Bill Alvis, and want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in here. A little bit of a milestone is going to be celebrated this weekend over at Little Dixie. You guys are turning 50 years old. Is that the way I understand it?
Yep. Fire District will be 50 years old.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about what's being planned this Sunday to start off with, and then let's get into the history of Little Dixie. Let's start off with the celebration. What time does that start?
It's Sunday from 2 to 4. We're going to have some refreshments. We'll have the equipment all on display. Public's invited. Come look at the stuff. We'll kind of show you around the equipment and stuff like that.
So tell us about when Little Dixie Fire Protection District was formed, and who was the first fire chief?
It was formed in 1974. Before that, it was called Mexico Rural Fire. And it was a tag system, so you paid dues. And Richard Womack was the first fire chief for Little Dixie Fire District. He was a city of Mexico when Mexico had their separate fire from police. He was a firefighter for them. So he was the first fire chief. Then Lloyd Evans was the second fire chief. And then Ken Hoover was the third fire chief. And now I'm the fourth.
Four chiefs in the 50-year history of Little Dixie Fire Protection District. You had mentioned that, some people, there's kind of a misnomer out there that people think that they're covered by paying county taxes with Little Dixie Fire Protection District, but that's not necessarily true. Would you kind of explain a little bit about that this morning?
Yeah, when the district was formed in 74, there was people that didn't want to become members of it. So the judge told them, you don't have to, and their property was signed out, so they didn't pay fire tax. Well, if you signed it back in 74 and said I don't want it, and I buy it today, it's still out. I can't just say I want in and automatically get in. And we've had a lot of people through the 50 years that, you know, when we respond to a fire, and then they get a bill because they're not paying fire tax. They may be paying county tax. They don't pay Little Dixie fire tax. So Sunday, they have an opportunity to sign in. The district pays for the research. We have to do a title search and all that stuff. So we have an attorney, and they get with a title company and do research, and we get you signed in. It doesn't cost you anything, and then next year, you know, you'll start paying taxes on it. So
and you get the services.
You get the services. And if you're a tax member, we can come out. We don't want to, but we can come out every day, you know, and you won't get charged anymore what your tax is.
All right. Well, I didn't know that. That's definitely very informative. You're going to have some refreshments out there on Sunday, too. Is that right?
Yes. Cupcakes and some cookies and some punch and water.
And a lot of the firefighters will be out there for meeting and greeting, I'm sure?
Yes, they will be.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming in here. Hard to believe it's been 50 years, so...
Yeah,
but it will be a good celebration taking place this Sunday. Now tell everybody your location, if you will.
415 North Agricultural.
Okay, very nice. Not too far away from the radio station.
No,
as a matter
it's not.
Of fact. All right,
you can come out and have refreshments with us.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations on celebrating 50 years.
Thank you.